Coast 93.1. Good morning, 508 Blake and Eva show. I kind of teary-eyed yesterday. They sent me the what it's going to look like on the sign for the Kyle tribute beer.
Oh,
it's pretty cool. It's it says like So let me back up for a second. Hi, good morning. It's the Blake and Eva show. And Bissell Brothers Brewing is going to do a beer. Well, they've done a beer and they're releasing it this Sunday. Named after Kyle and to benefit Camp Sunshine. I guess they grew up together and stuff. So they've known each other for a long time. So it's not like they just picked it, randomly.
Right.
So they have had a relationship with Kyle and his family and everything. My partner Kyle, who passed away, it was their idea. I mean, they were like, hey, we want to do a tribute beer for Kyle. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah.
Right.
Like, is it going to benefit? Oh yeah, to benefit Camp Sunshine. And I was like, okay, perfect.
Right.
And then they were like, what should we call it? I was like, I have no idea. I don't know. His last name was Fair. There's going to be Sunshine as, his initials, maybe a couple other things. And I was like, I don't know. And so I sent him a few ideas and stuff. And then they talked to the Camp Sunshine people and they're going to call it Fair Sunshine.
Oh.
Which is cute. Yeah. And it's brewed with spruce tips, which is kind of perfect,
Manor.
And yeah. So they're releasing it this Sunday at Bissell Brothers, and it's only going to be on draft. So you can't buy, I'm kind of bummed that you can't buy cans, but if people like it and people go and drink it.
Then they may.
Hint, hint.
That's how it happens.
Then they may say, hey, we'll do that again and do a bigger release. Yeah.
Right. What, what kind of beer is it?
It's a pale ale.
Okay.
Yeah, 6.2 spruce tip.
Is that
brewed
a lot of alcohol?
Pale ale. No. Well, it is. Yeah, it is for beer, but it's not for craft beer.
Okay.
Craft beer, it's like.
Tends to be more.
Yeah. It's not weak.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't have like 5 or 6 and think you're going to be fine.
Right.
But so that's this Sunday. I'm going to be there at noon. I'll probably be there from noon to 2 if you want to come by. So it's this Sunday at Bissell Brothers on Thompson's Point.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
Beer.
Yeah. Kyle was a big beer guy.
I don't drink beer, but I want to go and, do that. That's you.
That sounds so refreshing. Doesn't it?
I know
like,
that.
I don't drink beer.
I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I prefer.
Bissell Brothers, Fair Sunshine.
Exactly. I should have that t-shirt made up.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be on draft. It's going to be on draft. So you have to go by the brewery. You can't buy it.
Right.
And then the proceeds benefit Camp Sunshine. It's like a win-win thing.
Absolutely.
But they sent me the sign yesterday. It's going to go up. And I was like, it's really, really sweet. Again, of course I get sad when I miss Kyle, but the things that really have gotten me these days is when people just do nice things,
Right.
So it's exciting. So Sunday, Bissell Brothers, noon to 2.
Okay, we'll get that up on Facebook, too.
It's on our website, too.
Okay.
If you go to coast931.com, you'll see it. So Tommy, my friend from first grade, who did the traffic report.
Right.
He sent me a link yesterday. There was a crazy traffic report almost worthy of our 12-year-old radio show. You ready for this?
Yep.
Now, Tommy is the, I hate these websites where you have to turn off the ad blockers before you can even read it.
Oh, yeah. Can you show me how to do that?
No. even more annoying is having to show your coworker how to do it. Okay. Traffic nightmare. Bizarre fire and crash. Jesus. Closes I-5 lanes near Lakewood. The newspapers wonder why they're dying.
Mm.
And it's because no one buys the paper, and then they make the website impossible to access.
Yeah, you hear that?
Oh, this drives me crazy. Okay, here it is. The morning commute on Interstate 5 near Lakewood, this is near Seattle, was thwarted Monday morning by an unlikely series of events involving shrimp, cheesecake, a burning semi-truck, an SUV that crashed into multiple emergency response vehicles, and fleeing law enforcement.
Wow.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You
had me at cheesecake, but go ahead.
You got fleeing law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
You got emergency response vehicles, you got a guy crashing into him, you got a burning semi-truck, and you got shrimp and cheesecake.
Right.
So I guess the truck that ended up catching fire was a Cheesecake Factory truck.
Oh!
That had both shrimp and cheesecake. Who knew they transported them together, but I guess that makes sense. And then the SUV was fleeing some other things, so it crashed into like three other things and then hit the truck, and the truck caught fire. So there's burning shrimp and cheesecake.
Did they rescue it?
I don't know.
Forgot, was anyone hurt? How was the cheesecake and shrimp? I mean, a little burnt shrimp would be okay, but not the cheesecake.
Eva would be sitting there trying to... we haven't pulled the driver out yet, ma'am. That's okay. Have you pulled out the cheesecake?
Right. It needs to thaw.
It's like boxes and boxes of... Yeah. But doesn't that sound like the ball bearings?
Yes,
and the,
right. And then at the end when he says, yeah, everything's pretty fine except for those minor...
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were emailing about. And I said, well, just another minor incident.
Merritt Parkway? It's all clear except for... a tractor trailer that dropped ball bearings all over the road.
Yeah, it's fine except for that.
Except for that. There was another part of that that I don't have here where it's like, yeah. Route 8's all clear except for the bridge that collapsed.
Oh, yeah.
Except that. So it's like Interstate 5 looks all clear except for the shrimp cheesecake flambé truck. And all those other minor incidents.
And it looks like... everything's all clear except for those minor incidents I explained before.
That's the latest from the traffic center. Yeah. Now back to you. All right. Well, avoid all burning shrimp and cheesecake when you head to Bissell on Sunday.
I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
Noon to 2, we got the info on coast931.com. The Blake and Eva Show, it's 5:15. Good morning.